Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to episode 9 of A New Thing, where I'm trying to chronicle what's happening as we come out of many of the lockdown restrictions connected with the COVID-19 pandemic. As a Watford congregation, we come out of our exclusively virtual world into a, well, at the moment, a mix of virtual and physical meeting up together, hopefully progressing to the where we don't have to use the virtual element unless we really want to. And as we're going through this, we're learning things. And hopefully we're learning things that God is teaching us, not just that we're learning how to manage it on a practical level, but, and that's important, and I'd be interested to know how you're managing things on a practical level, but also, what's God showing us? What's God teaching us? What are the spiritual lessons that are coming in to us through this transition period? And I'm not saying I've got a handle on that, but I'm just sharing as we go along, and perhaps you'll find something useful in this, and it might stimulate some thinking for you that you could share with me and might help us. So the latest thing today, I'm recording this on Friday the 30th of July, and our next service is Sunday the 1st of August. And we're going to meet in the park, hopefully, prayerfully. The weather actually forecast today doesn't look quite so good, but we'll meet online if we're not in the park on Sunday morning. But a few things have happened over the last couple of days that have made me realize how much we need to embrace uncertainty. Is it embrace flexibility? Perhaps that's the more positive side of it. Because my wife and I had already planned to be away this weekend, and the other people were going to take care of the church service. We have a family celebration up in the north of England. My wife's stepmother turns 80, and my wife's father and stepmother have their 40th wedding anniversary, so it's a gathering of the clans of that side, or those sides of the family. That's the plan. So we're going to be away for the weekend anyway. And then the chap, Danny, who was going to run the church service and do the communion talk, one of his children got COVID. And so the whole house are isolating. So none of them can be at church on Sunday. And then another person I would ordinarily turn to, Charles and Bronwyn, their family, they're already away on holiday, so they're not going to be around. Then the person who stood in for me 2 or 3 weeks ago when last minute I had to go and help my dad with something, Barry, he did a super communion talk. He and his wife are away. And then all these things are happening, and you make a plan, and then something gets in the way. And I'm really grateful that Asagi and his wife Oge have stepped into the gap here, and they're going to take care of things on Sunday. But these things keep coming up where we make one plan or we involve one or two people and then something happens. So I suppose we just got to get used to the idea that there is uncertainty, that plans must change. But I feel a bit like the two men who met Jesus on the road to Emmaus, and they're describing what they had been going on to Jesus. And this phrase in verse 21 resonated with me. But we had hoped he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. We had hoped, but we had hoped. And I have that sense that, oh, I had hoped that things would be less disruptive now. I had hoped that we could make more concrete plans and rely on them. And yet God is showing that sometimes what we hope for isn't actually his plan. And so I'm going to need to become, and as a church, we're going to need to become more content with a lack of certainty and with the ability to be flexible. And the book of Acts shows us that the early church was tremendously flexible. They had to be. And that's for another time, because we're running out of time for today. We'll maybe look more into that. But what are you doing to manage the need to be flexible where you are? I'd love to know what you think. So drop me an email if you could, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. I'd be very grateful for your insights, your thoughts, your experience, and what God is teaching you. Till the next time, take care and God bless.